Achievement is getting something done right. Achievement is getting something done right. Now, we all know of getting something done. And you ask a little child to get something done, and they will do it in whatever they feel is the way that they should do it. If you tell them to sweep the sidewalk, they'll sweep the sidewalk, but they may not get the dirt off the sidewalk. They may get just a whoosh, 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 and the mother comes out later and looks at the sidewalk and says, well, I guess that's one man's opinion of how to sweep the sidewalk. And personally, as you knew my illustration would come up, when I swept the sidewalk, my dad had done a very strong job on me. He'd always said, when you do something, do it right. So I achieved a great deal. When you do something, do it right the first time. Don't have to come back and do it again and again and again. Do it right the first time. When you do it right the first time, then you're satisfied, and then I'm satisfied, and then everybody's satisfied. But if you don't do it right, then we have to get on your back to have you do it again. So he said, when you shovel sidewalks with the snow, go right to the edge of, make it neat and clean, and go to the here and go to there, go to the edge of our property. He didn't say do the neighbor's walks. That was my idea later on. But he said, but go right here. And when you do our driveway, make sure you go out, because there's a little dip there. Go out, down into the gutter, and then up. Because if I'm driving in with a car and I slow down for some reason because your kids got a, you kids left your bikes there or something, then I'm stuck down there. My rear wheel spins because I have no traction. It's down below. And he gave me a few definitions, but not too many. But he just always said, do it right, and then you've achieved something. If you don't do it right, you haven't achieved anything. You've just achieved an irritation. And I think there's too many irritations in our life as it is. We don't want to work at them, achieve irritations. We want to achieve success and happiness and right action and peace and right. So achievement is getting something done right. Now, how many things have you done right in your life? How many things have you achieved in your life? Now, some people say, well, I went through the gymnasium, I went through elementary school, I went through high school, I got my diploma, I got my certificate, and then I went to college and I got degrees from here and there, and then I went on my job and I got a certificate of achievement on my job for doing a good job. Certificate of achievement, you know, certificate of achievement for doing something right. And this is really what it's all about. And then my fellow workers, they said, hey, you're cool to work with. Now that's an achievement. That's an achievement for to have your fellow workers say, hey, you're nice to work with, you're pleasant to be with. And most of the time they never say it. They just think it or do it. But of course, when you're not so nice to work with, they oftentimes tell you. So you know when you're not achieving being nice to work with. But what is it that we want out of our life? What do we want to achieve in our life? You say we spend a lot of time talking about the relative, a lot of time talking about the mundane things, which we do. We do spend a lot of time talking about the mundane things. But stop and think. You love living in the mundane world. You love having the sun come through the window here and shining on you and warming you up. You love having the reflection of the light on the ceiling or through a piece of glass, a prism, and bringing out all the different colors. You love hearing my voice as it's calm and peaceful. But you don't like hearing it when it's so loud! Isn't that right, Snuggles? Snuggles listened up and said, what is going on here? That's okay, Snuggles. That was just for demonstration. But you see, when the voice is so loud, and he won't stop looking at me, when the voice is so loud and irritable like that, it's a threat, and it's an irritation, and it's an unhappy thing, you know. But when the voice is peaceful and relaxed and filled with love and joy, it's a pleasure to listen to it. Now, how does this work toward our spiritual awareness? When we are balanced, when we are a pleasure to be with, for our selfie with ourselves. Then we're walking our spiritual path in a very special way. Be yourself and have fun. You're walking your spiritual. Now, just to make a little aside here, what achievement would you accomplish if you achieve coming to the end of your spiritual path? There's a beginning, there's an end, there's a middle, and we always seem to be in the middle. But now, where is the end? Where was the beginning? Where is the end of our spiritual path? There is no end, is there? What is the reason we're here on earth? Is it to do some great accomplishment? To do some great task or something? Or why are you wasting your time here sitting on the mountaintop just enjoying yourself and reading and thinking happy thoughts? Why are you doing that? You could be in Hawaii, lying on the beach, thinking happy thoughts too. You could be up in the snows of Kilimanjaro and thinking happy thoughts. You could be down under the ocean looking for Atlantis, thinking happy thoughts if you want. Now, is that so strange? Is that so strange? You know, that film we saw last night on Atlantis, it was a cartoon type film. What was it that made the film less charming? And I don't mean the bad guys. What made the film less charming was that they tried to give it quality by saying, this is a possibility. They tried to give it quality by saying that this is research that is done, and that Plato had said these things so many years ago. I mean, what if Bill Clinton would say something, you know, would that make it significant for thousands of years later? Who would care, you know? Well, anyhow. When you try to prove something, I guess that's a good word there. When you try to prove something, you usually fall flat on your face. When you are the living proof, then it's great. Now, in the little movie, we'll call it last night, called Atlantis, what were you left with? Name one character, if you will, and one attitude. What were you left with as you watched the movie last night? What character and what attitude?
With the girl.
Fine. And the attitude?
Peace and oneness.
She was at home with herself, wasn't she? Yeah. What would you name? I mean, you think about this because I'm coming to you. All right, skip Ellen. She doesn't have anything on her mind.
The one who started this whole story.
The boy?
Yes, the boy.
Yeah, and what did...
He came out in every situation, he was always there.
And he was what?
The leader.
He was what?
He was not impressed by what was going on.
But what attitude did he have? He had an attitude of self-confidence and liking himself.
Yes.
A happy attitude. Now, you see, this is the point. You see, you don't need the story. He had a happy attitude, and he was him, and she was her. And now, perhaps the same ones or others, who impressed you in there, and what was their attitude?
Well, one was Milo, and his honesty and integrity.
I only asked for one. Okay, Milo. And his honesty and his integrity and his belief in himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you find it yet, Ellen? You see, Ellen, you had a chance to watch that movie last night and to live up to some of our programs here of one-pointedness, untouchability, unpossessed, and not judgment. And you failed because you judged it. Now, when you judge it, the whole thing is no longer of any love or benefit to you. You could go away and you would not miss anything.
But I missed at the beginning the
pen. You should not have. But you missed it because you wanted to. You see, no, you missed it. Sylvia said, shall we turn the movie on before everybody gets there? And I said, no. And Ellen had a very angry attitude in the whole movie about one basic thing. Can anyone tell me what it was? Just one word.
Noise.
Sound, noise, yeah. And she was so irritated by the loudness of it. And it wasn't so much the noise, but the loudness of it. You know, it was just it was so loud that it bothered her. Now, have we had other movies that were loud that were not bothersome to her?
Yes.
Yes. Now, why was this bothersome to her? Because it was loud. And of course, it's not because it was loud.
No, it really hurt because at the beginning, I was at the beginning there, and then I went out, and I missed the point, and I was lost in the whole story.
All I want to say is, achievement is getting something done right. And when you go to the theater, you buy your popcorn and things ahead of time, then you come in, and you stay. If you have to go to the bathroom, you don't really have to go to the bathroom. You know that. You don't really have to go. You go because you want to leave the theater. You go because you want to leave, even though it's the best part of it, you don't want to see it. Because your body, you can manipulate it, you can control it, you can handle it. If you're in a bus that doesn't have a restroom, you can wait. But the thing is, you left. And you left because of something that you wanted to do, which was more important than staying with. I would advise you always to have the greatest achievement from whatever you're doing. Plan to give your 100% undivided attention to whatever it is that you're doing at any one moment. Because if you don't do that, you achieve nothing. If you don't do that, you've arrived at nothing because you're not right. You're not giving yourself 100% to whatever you're doing. Now, I'm giving a little talk here right now, and I am irritating some of you, and the rest of you I'm amusing, and the rest of you I'm unimportant. But if you give your 100% attention to me and what I'm saying, don't judge it. I mean, just be one-pointed. Don't be touched by anything I say. Don't be possessed by it. And don't judge it for sure. But just listen. And then when I'm done, you have a feeling that I leave with you. The talk leaves with you. There's a feeling. And then that's the feeling that you think about. And then if you don't like that feeling, then you say, well, I don't really choose to go back to any more of his lectures. You follow me? I don't choose to have that feeling anymore. Or if you like the feeling, then you say, I want to be wherever the lectures are because they're uplifting, they're supportive, and they're the type of thing I want to hear and I want to believe. Now, Ingeborg was reading in the Himalayan Masters by Swami Rama, and in there, Swami Rama was talking about reincarnation. And Ingeborg said, but this isn't what we teach. And I said, there isn't anything published anywhere that says what we don't teach. There are few things published anywhere that tell what we do teach. And Ingeborg, what do we teach is our purpose here on earth and that we are here that we must do.
Be ourselves and have fun.
Now, be ourselves and have fun. Can you, in your broad scope of learning, find one other teaching that says that to you? One other teaching that says it so clear, so simply, and so beautifully? Every one of them have a little motorboat that they attach to it. But, be yourself and have fun. But, be careful, but, you know? You got to live according to the rules of society, but you got to live according to what your parents have taught you, but you see, and all those little buts. That's not true. We don't ever have to do anything. We don't have to live according to the rules of society. We don't have to live according to the teachings that we've been given. We have created ourselves in that circumstance that the things that we are being taught are the very things that we teach. They're the things that we are. We are in this society because we want what this society is. Not what the society teaches us. We are already everything that the society teaches us. We already live harmoniously with everything. But, see, there's a but. But what we do is we think we have to live according to their, you don't know what's coming, we have to live according to their interpretation of the rules. Now, how many interpretations are there of the Bible? You know, many. How many interpretations are there of the laws of the state of California? Oh, why do you think they got lawyers? Why do you think they have lawyers? The lawyers, they got more lawyers than you can shake a stick at, because they have to help the people interpret the law. And they have to help the judges interpret the law. The judges are interpreting the law. And one judge will say, yes, that was right. And the other judge will say to the same thing, no, that was wrong. And very interesting. But when we achieve anything, it's because we have done it right. We've done something right, which is listen to our heart and be ourselves and have fun. And if we are not having ourselves fun, and if we're not being ourselves, then we have not achieved anything, because life just isn't there. Life is only there when you are living it fully, beautifully, and completely right at the moment. Isn't that right, Snuggles? Yes, that's so right. We can turn our hearts to the direction we want to go and get there, or we can turn our hearts to the directions that society wants us to go, and we won't get there. In Atlantis last night, what was the essence of it? And I'll tell you. The essence was that here was a nation, if you will, that had achieved great heights of everything, living in a perfect environment, perfect everything. And they had given over to the scientific community the ability to think for them. And they did not think for themselves any longer. And so as the scientific community became more and more scientific and less sensitive to caring, they blew themselves up. And love, according to this story here, created a protective layer for these people and let them continue living. But they let them continue living in nothingness. Though they had their great city, they had nothingness. And in nothingness, they forgot. They forgot because they forgot to think. And it was symbolic that the leader's eyes were closed. He was blind. Very symbolic. And what happened when his daughter wanted to show the people the way, show them new light? He said no, because his eyes were closed, his dreams were closed, his purpose was closed. Then, with the infusion of love taking precedence, she came back. Now, did she want to stay a crystal goddess all of her life? Not at all. And so she returned from that. And she returned to her love. And in returning to her love, what happened to the community? It began to thrive.
It became life.
it became alive, yeah. And when it became alive, what happened? All the people had new inspiration, they had new desires, they had new thoughts. And here, what kind of vehicles did they have? Rather impressive vehicles. Mm-hmm. And each one had their crystal, didn't they?
Yeah.
Each one had their healing agency. They were perfect in every way. But what were they missing?
The spiritual. The spiritual.
The spiritual what?
Awareness.
Spiritual awareness?
Belief.
You see, that's saying it in that way is like we do most of the time, walk your spiritual path. Well, what the heck does that mean? You know, spiritual belief, what does that mean? You're going to be a good Christian, you're going to be a good Catholic or Mormon or something, you know? No. I would interpret your saying to walk the spiritual path is to be yourself and have fun. To be yourself and have fun. You see, we should really hang in there on that. Be yourself and have fun and enjoy yourself. Now, what was the girl doing? She's going to take a swim. Well, she was going to take a swim. More than that, she had something to swim from. And so he comes in. And was he being himself and have fun?
Yes.
Well, not really. At first, he was shy, you know. And he didn't know about this, you know, taking off his clothes and going in swimming, you know. But he got in there, and he did his thing. But you see, what was the term that might be applied to that young man? Called N-E-R?
Nerd.
Nerd.
A nerd, yeah.
A nerd. He was an intellectually fabulous person, and he had feelings, but he had never given them a place to play. And now he gave him a place to play in his love for this girl, and she for him. I mean, here they were, the two top dogs. Naturally, they got together. But the big point is, achievement is doing something right. Now, what is walking our spiritual path, doing it right? Being ourselves and having fun. Go for it. Does that mean any one place, any one thing, any one time, any one way? No. How many ways of meditation are there in the world?
7 billion.
Thank you, 1 million. 7 billion, and probably more. But the thing is, as many beings as meditate, there are that many types of meditation. Everyone has their own way, their own technique, their own inspiration. Some people meditate while they're walking, singing, dancing, flying, lying, doing whatever they want. And other people, they have to be, you know, just in a coma to meditate. And, of course, it's all. Now, are these birds meditating here?
Mm-hmm.
Are they successful meditators?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All doing it perfectly. Just remember, achievement is getting something done right. And when you get a certificate of achievement, it means you got something done right. So enjoy it because it's yours. And I know you're having a lot of fun.